each time. So my experience with the FMC and the Shipping Act has come from two different perspectives. I've either had a situation where I've had a client that is a terminal and refinery that is sort of a captive of a port and has said, hey, is what the port, they're making me sign this lease. I really don't have any option. That's where my operation is. I have to be there. But I think some of the terms and conditions that are being imposed on me are unfair. Can they do this? And then, and we were in the sort of more of the plaintiff's position, or I've had a client that was a terminal operator of one kind or another who is wanting to enter into an agreement that would have had some exclusivity provision, perhaps an antitrust issue, and they have said, can I do that? And so on both sides of that, the question has come to, well, does the Shipping Act apply? And in order to decide that or to figure that out, you have to figure out, is one of the entities involved, and usually we're talking about the terminals themselves, is it a marine terminal operator? And that isn't always as easy a determination as you might think. I mean, there are MTOs that are fairly clearly MTOs, like the Port of Houston, and there are MTOs, and you can go on the FMC's website and do a search, and they're registered as an MTO. But you're not required to be. And so looking at that list is not going to answer your question. And so you're going to have to say, all right, do they provide, you know, wharfage, dockage services, marine terminal facilities to common carriers moving cargo in the ocean-borne foreign commerce of the United States? So the first part of that's pretty easy, and we all can answer that with...